This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
Deadly Alabama birthday party shooting.
When I heard the gunshot, I started to run.
In the Kansas City shooting of a teenager.
I filed 2 felony counts.
In Hollywood.
Film and TV writers overwhelmingly authorize a strike.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. No arrests reported in a mass shooting at a Sweet 16 party in Dadeville, Alabama. 4 people are dead and more than 24 injured. Among those killed, 18-year-old Philstavius Dowdell. It was his sister's party. CBS's Omar Villafranco reports.
A star athlete, Dowdell was just weeks from graduation and recently committed to play football at Jacksonville State next year.
I was standing right beside him.
Daquan Doss says he was with Dowdell at the party inside the Mahogany Masterpiece Dance Center, but the two ran in opposite directions when gunshots rang out.
I wish I could have pulled him out.
Witnesses report more than one shooter. Police are asking anyone with information to come forward, but have not provided other details. Omar Villafranca, CBS News, Dadeville, Alabama.
The 85-year-old man who shot and seriously injured a teenager who knocked on his door in Kansas City, Missouri last week faces 2 felony charges. Clay County Prosecutor Zach Thompson.
The state is alleging the defendant committed the felony of assault in the first degree as charged in count 1 by, with, and through the knowing use, assistance, and aid of a deadly weapon.
Ralph Yarl, who was black, went to the wrong house to pick up his siblings. The man who shot him is white. Thompson says that race was a factor in the shooting. And in Washington, D.C. and Nashville, Tennessee,
weapons have to go. Hey, ho!
Protesters demand lawmakers do more about gun violence. Demonstrator Lindsay Hartman was at last year's July 4th parade in Highland Park, Illinois, when she shielded her 4-year-old from a gunman's bullets that killed 7 people and wounded 48
There's
others.
There's no reason for weapons of war to exist in the way that they do with no regulation.
A grand jury in Ohio has decided that 8 police officers who shot and killed 25-year-old Jaylen Walker should not face charges. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost.
The grand jury issued what is called a no bill, meaning that there will be no state criminal action.
Police tried to pull over Walker, who was black, while he was driving because of a minor traffic violation in June of 2022. He sped off leading police on a chase, and at one point authorities say he fired a gun at the officers. On Wall Street, stocks closed slightly higher today. The Dow closed up 101 points at 33,987. The Nasdaq rose 34 points at 12,157. Now this.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Unionized film and TV writers are closer to walking the picket line.
97% of those who voted authorized a strike should the Writers Guild fail to reach a settlement with producers. The deadline is May 1st. Jason Swire follows the film industry. He says one of the key issues revolves around the fact that streaming shows have far fewer episodes than traditional TV shows.
Streamers tend to create and order episodes that can range from, oh, I'd say 6 to 12 episodes.
The last writer's strike lasted 100 days in 2007 and 8. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The Justice Department says two men have been arrested on charges they helped establish a secret police outpost. U.S. Attorney Breon Peace.
As alleged, the defendants worked together to establish an overseas police station in Manhattan's Chinatown on behalf of the Fuzhou branch of the Chinese government's National Police Force.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Governor Ron DeSantis says he and Florida lawmakers plan to introduce legislation that would end an exemption for Disney parks, allowing the state to inspect rides.
They exempted the monorail from any safety standards or inspections, so they're going to go and make sure that the monorail is subject to oversight, just like everything else would be in the state of Florida.
It's the latest move in the battle between the GOP governor and Disney over the so-called Don't Say Gay law. SpaceX called off the first test flight of its Starship rocket this morning. The massive rocket had a stuck valve that could not be fixed in time. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
The most powerful rocket in the world. It's truly gigantic. The thing's nearly 500 feet tall. It's loaded with more than 10 million pounds of propellant. And obviously, all of those systems have to work properly. Elon Musk said in a call, if there's any sign of any trouble at all with a first flight of a rocket like this, they wouldn't hesitate to scrub the launch, and that's exactly what they did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Earth Week, CBS's Ian Lee reports on a group in Cornwall, England, targeting plastic pollution.
Volunteers are digging for tiny pellets used to manufacture plastic products. Particles that wash up on land, nicknamed mermaid's tears, for their environmental impact.
They resemble fish eggs.
Birds and other sea life sometimes eat them, taking in toxic pollutants.
We can monitor what's going in.
Retired engineer Rob Arnold built a machine to collect them.
The sand sinks to the bottom, and everything else is carried off into this strain.
Arnold estimates he's recovered 20 million tiny pellets on this beach alone. And while this plastic pursuit may be just a drop in the ocean, volunteers hope to create a new wave of change. Ian Lee, CBS News, London.
That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Monday, April 17th, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.